to start with, I want to, as Sandhuni just mentioned, I want to start my lecture from a place where we pay a bit more attention on ourselves, a bit more onto strategizing ourselves and kind of thinking a bit deeper, going inside our head and asking the question, what am I trying to be? And my observation says, it wasn't crystal clear for me when I was a kid. When I started studying, it wasn't clear because my plan was to become a doctor. Today, I know that if I became a doctor, that's not going to be the right profession for me. Not because the profession is bad, it's just that. That's not the right fit for me. Then I started studying IT because the fact that I failed, I was not able to get into medical faculty. I had sufficient marks to go into university, but I picked the harder path where I thought I'm going to spend a lot of time investing myself, studying something that I think that works for me. But the trick was, I didn't know whether this is going to be my future. While I'm studying, then I had this greater passion towards speaking up as well as teaching. So I became a lecturer for 10 years. I was doing lectures. I struggled 3 years just to establish myself as a lecturer. In terms of failing, what I meant is I got constant negative feedback from the students saying that this is not the right lecture for me. So it's a long journey. Why I want to bring this up with you, my dear friends, is the fact that all of you are in a spot where you think something will work for you. You also have big plans thinking this is what I want to be. But let me tell you one thing. If you look ahead 10 years ahead, 10 years further, most of you, some of you, at least some of you will end up in positions where you never thought of yourself. But there's a trick. The trick is that playing with your instinct, challenging yourself day in, day out, telling your brain to jump out. Now, what I mean by dare to jump out, where your ability to jump out is essentially the most crucial competency, most crucial skill that you have to gain yourself, because you all are genius, right? You are in a great, one of the best universities in the country. That is one of the great universities that anyone would imagine and dream of getting into. You are in that position. From there, your challenge is, how do I move on? How do I pay the right value to the position where I am? So I want you to challenge a bit. I want to challenge your kind of thinking, and then let you realize that you have a greater potential, right? Maybe some of you have realized it, some of you wouldn't have realized that. So let's start there, right? So the session is going to be interactive. And in this session, my aim is this. The first thing is, I'm going to talk about your personal alignment to become an entrepreneur. Now, entrepreneurship is not the easiest thing to do in the world. It's one of the toughest positions that anyone could get into, because you're not going to get your monthly salary. You're not going to be comfortable making money. You're not going to say, hey, I'm so-and-so in this particular big company, because you will start small. If anyone who became entrepreneurs became great, that's because their hard work, that's because their courage, that's because they were ready to go through that hardship. So that is where I'm basically helping you to align your personal perspective into that journey. One thing I know, that if you're not aligned to become an entrepreneur, or if you haven't gone through thought process where it needs you to become an entrepreneur, you will not become one, right? So of course, you know, all the 295 undergraduates, colleagues around you will not become entrepreneurs, but some of you will become great entrepreneurs in this country, and that is assured. If you are not an entrepreneur, becoming a professional, you still need to have certain entrepreneurial competencies. Trust me, as someone who interviews people, as someone who looks into the right resources, people who need, you know, who need to join our companies, one thing I can tell you is that even if you want to apply for a professional job, you got to process some sort of entrepreneurial skills. What I mean is this, right? So entrepreneurial mindset is not just limited to entrepreneurs. It is also very much valid to nowadays employees. If you're an employee, the companies want you to come up with the most innovative ideas, most courageous thoughts, and then think like an entrepreneur, right? So what we are going to discuss here will be relevant irrespective of whether you want to become an entrepreneur or you want to remain a professional, right? If you want to become entrepreneurs, this is going to change your game. So let me assure that. So with that, let's move on. So during my life journey, one thing that I realize is that the more you utter this particular phrase to your brain day in, day out, as you get up, as you go into your bed, if you can utter these three words yourself, tell your brain it's possible, it's going to be possible. Our problem is that we want to become an entrepreneur, but we don't think that it's possible. And everyone around us are readily saying, hey, you can't be that. So you are trying to challenge yourself and the surrounding. You're going to, you know, kind of resist for any negative, constructive feedback that is coming your way, telling that, hey, Niro, this is not possible. And you are ready to be convinced. Personally, you feel like, yeah, that is true. This is my friend, this is my relative, this is my brother, this is my sister, this is my great neighbor. So when they say that, you also kind of go with that and then say, hey, yes, I agree. This is not possible. So you throw away a lot of your goals, a lot of your dreams with that. More you utter these three words yourself, more you tell these three words to your brain, you're going to become what you want to become. Quick story. There was a big lion and a lion cub. They were living in a big forest where one day they went up. So as they went, the big lion ran away and the lion cub was lost in the big forest. Not knowing what to know, the small lion cub wondered what to do. While roaming in the jungle, he met with a big wolf. Wolf came and said to this small cub, hey, dear little lion, I would like to take care of you. Not knowing what to do, this lion cub had to say, yes, I will live with you. So the small lion cub started living with this big wolf. With the time, what happened was the small lion cub started talking like a wolf, walking like a wolf, eating like a wolf, pretty much doing everything just like a wolf. Time went on, and finally, small lion cub became a big fellow. One fine day, a huge lion came into the forest, ran behind the wolf. While the lion is chasing, the younger lion who thought he was a wolf also ran together with the wolf. So the big lion saw this and then started wondering what's going on. Why is this lion running when I chase the wolves? The big lion wanted to find out what's going on. He ran faster, caught the lion, younger lion, and asked, "What's wrong with you? Why are you running? You're not a wolf, you're a lion." Then he looked at the lion and said, "No, sir, I'm not a lion, I'm a wolf." The big lion's wondering, what is this guy saying? Clearly, he's not a wolf, he's a lion, but he thinks that he's a wolf. The big lion tried convincing him, second time asked, "You are not a wolf, you are a lion." Then again, the young lion says, "Dear sir, forgive me, don't kill me, I'm not a lion, I'm a wolf." The big lion wanted to teach him a lesson. He said, "I'm gonna kill you if you don't do what I say." The big lion took the fellow to the biggest rock in the jungle and asked him to look around. Now, this young lion and the big lion looks around them, look further, and the young lion sees that there's a huge jungle. Now the big lion, threatening this younger lion, says, "If you don't do what I say, that will be end of your life." Due to the fear, the young lion agreed, "Yes, sir, I will do it." The young lion said, "I'm gonna ask you to roar, and you're gonna roar." Then the big lion guided the young lion further, said, "Take a deep breath, look around, and roar as loud as possible." Young lion roared, the entire forest was shaken. And that was the moment the young lion realized that he is not a wolf. He is a lion. My dear friends, my dear colleagues, what I told you is a greater story from Buddhist history. And the story, this particular Jataka story, Jataka tale, tells you one important lesson, actually two lessons. Number one, if we want to become entrepreneurs, if we want to do great in your life, the number one thing that you have to ensure is that you have to surround yourself with the right people. If you do not surround yourself with the right people, you would think that you are a wolf. You will not figure the lion inside you. This is period. Being with the wrong guy, being with a negative person, being with someone who does not believe him or herself, you're not going to be great. Being with people who are not entrepreneurs, you're not going to be entrepreneurs. Being with people who don't believe in entrepreneurship, you're not going to be entrepreneurs. Being with people who are not doing the right thing, you're not going to be the right people. That is lesson number one. Lesson number two is more crucial. Most of us, pretty much all of us, tend to believe that we are wolves. We are wolves than lions. I think that I am a wolf, not a lion. The moment I realize the potential inside me, the greatness that I can reach, that's the moment I'm going to change my life. So remember this, the number one, surround yourself with the right people, absolute must. If you don't do that, you are not gonna be entrepreneurs very soon. Second thing is start believing yourself, start trusting yourself, challenge the system. When someone asks you to do something that is part of the game plan, do it. the key message is that figuring out your potential. Figuring out your greater potential is the first step for you to become an entrepreneur, for you to become a great person, great citizen. Now, there's a mythical belief that, let me wait until I graduate to start my business. Let me complete master's, the degree is not enough, right? Let me complete my MBA, MSc, MPhil, doctorate for me to start my business, for me to become an entrepreneur. Let me do this to become the person I want to be. Let me wait another 5 years, then I'm gonna go for it, right? So this is the most harmful mindset. One thing that you have to tell yourself is it's now or never. Out of 200 plus colleagues that I see here, I can assure that some of you have started your journey already. And I can assure that you are the ones who will become entrepreneurs, not the ones who is just wondering, hey, let me complete my module. I'm doing an exam, preparing for an exam, therefore I can't just do this, right? Let me wait for my graduation, then I'm gonna be an entrepreneur. You are not gonna be entrepreneurs. If you want to be entrepreneurs, you got to start it right now. So if you want to earn a lot of money, if you want to do great, if you want to do something great in your life, you need to believe that it's now or never. Which means if you don't start doing what you want to do right now, it's gonna be never. All right? So with that, let me take you through one mind shift that you need to make. Being an agilist, being an agile professional, one thing that I learned 10 years ago is magical. That is this particular tip. This says, my 10-year goal got to start now. I have a 10-year goal, you have 10-year goal. You have a 5-year goal. You have 25 years goal at a high level. But the question is, what are you doing now? Are you having the right clarity about the step that you have to take now in order to reach your 5-year goal? I'm gonna present you a shocking story just after this. Now, Will Smith said, if I want to build a big wall, I don't keep saying I'm building a big wall. But I'm gonna lay one brick at a time as perfectly as a brick could be laid. Sooner, you're gonna have a big wall. So this is the same logic works with all of us. If you want to become a great entrepreneur, right? Some of you will become the top entrepreneurs in this country. I can assure that. You are the ones who have started your journey already. If you haven't started, you got to start it right now. Every one of you can become that, providing you understand this framework. One step at a time, that's it. All what you have to do is figure out what should you do right now, nothing else. So as long as you remember, you realize the exact step that you have to take now, take it. It might not be the perfect step, but you're still taking one step. So this allows you to fail fast. Maybe you do the wrong thing, but you know that this is the wrong thing. Those who haven't tried that will not know whether this is right or wrong. So you are a few steps ahead than the ones who haven't started. So remember that. Talk about one thing together with my 11-year daughter. The particular thing that I'm gonna show you was recorded 1 year ago, when my daughter was just 10 years old. It is a video clip that probably will give you the best message ever. So let's have a look at it.
the graveyard is the richest place on earth?
Because it's here that you will find all the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled.
The books that were never written.
The songs that were never sung.
The inventions that were never shared.
The cures that were never discovered.
All because someone was too afraid to take that first step, keep with the problem, or determined to carry out their dream. Don't let this happen to you.
For me, it's more crucial that I take you out of your comfort zone so that I help you to become entrepreneurs or professional, right? I mean, you hear a lot of theories, you hear a lot of concepts, you hear a lot of frameworks. One thing you don't hear enough is thoughts that will take you out of your comfort zone. So I have decided I'm going to do that during my 2 hour. Yeah, so the first aspect was dedicated for that first 30 minutes. Now let's move on to the next segment, right? So we have 1 hour left. Within that 1 hour, let's see what else we can discuss. All right? So the next thing that I'm going to discuss is something that I sell for big money. This is my profession. This is what I consult organizations and teams on. So I have been doing this for many years. So I'm bringing this expertise, which could have been much expensive, as a compliment, right? Thinking that some of you, if possible, all of you will learn a few lessons here, take those lessons away, start adapting those lessons to your life is my ambition here. It's much more than just teaching very complicated set of theories. It's very different from just telling you these are the things that are there in the market. These are the business models. These are the different ways of you can become entrepreneurs. I'm kind of trying to pull you out of your comfort zone. I'm giving you support just you to strategize yourself, then you jump into the puzzle of entrepreneurship, right? Puzzle of professional journey. So this is personal agility. Can you type yes if you have heard of this term, everyone? Type yes in the chat window. Can you type yes if you have heard of this term before? No. Okay, no. Anyone? Okay. This is the first time. I love it because that means I'm going to deliver a lot of value here. Okay. Sounds good. So it's almost everyone haven't heard of it. No one has heard of it, which is fine. So you can say yes when someone asks you next time. Going further, I'm going to tell you how this can be useful for you to become entrepreneurs, for you to become the greater version of yourself. It doesn't matter whether you want to become an entrepreneur or you want to become someone else. In any case, this works, right? Personal agility. Now, the term agility is the most trending project management mindset around the world. Most of the organizations are moving from traditional ways of working to the agile ways of working. So when organizations want to become agile, it also demands that every individual who works for one given company needs to be agile as well. In other words, personal agility is all about adopting the greater agile mindset personally. So that is like thinking about myself. I'm asking myself, am I agile? I'll tell you what agile means, right? The question I have myself is, am I an agilist? Am I agile? Am I being able to follow the agile mindset? Do I have an agile mindset? Is a question that we are asking. So this is a set of mindsets, then a framework that allows you to be much effective individually. So we are going to discuss that. So thinking of your own potential, thinking about being an agilist, thinking about being a greater person, thinking about become the greatest entrepreneur in the country, thinking about being a professional who is highly paid. Everything starts with the branding. Branding is a set of perceptions that you radiate to the people around you. Example, the moment you heard of my name, you started thinking, who is this guy is? How does he look like? Does he has hair, right? So I disappointed you on that. Does he has enough qualifications? He is a famous and trending speaker. He is a great lecturer. Has he done lectures before? So that all these thinking would have gone in your mind before you saw me. When you heard of my name, from Sanduni and other lecturers announcing that, hey, our third lecture on the entrepreneurship is by Niroshan Madam Pitike, who is so-and-so, who is working for this particular company, etc. Got it? Then when you saw me, before I spoke to you, you started changing your judgment. You started adjusting your judgment about me. You would have thought, okay, I'm tall, I'm, you know, fat, I'm thin, I have a big tummy, all that, you know, you would have, as you, you know, imagine my picture, my personality. The moment I started being visible, started speaking to you, you started adjusting that. Then before I started the lecture, I started talking to Sanduni. I was exchanging few ideas with her. Even at that time, some of you would have listened to our discussion, adjusted your thinking. When I did that talk, actually, right, I had this in mind. So I didn't want to sound any different when I had that discussion, right? It's unconscious. It's kind of a subconscious thing. But I always wanted to promote the right branding, even when I had a casual chat with Sanduni. So this is the important thing, right? So the branding is basically what others feel when they see you and when they start interacting with you. Got it? Through branding, you're going to establish the credibility. So this is exactly lacking in your community. When I say community, the undergraduates, particularly in our country, right? So you need to step up. You, all of you, have to step up. There's no question about it. We have greater brains. There's no doubt about it. We have greater technical expertise. There's no problem with that. Our problem is around the soft skills. Our problem is around showing up, ensuring that we learn the art of branding and marketing ourselves, right? So if you have a product to sell, if you have a service to sell, not knowing how to sell it will not work. That's why I see a lot of graduates are being hired by a lot of big companies for the cheapest price. Why? They don't know how to market themselves. If you don't know the right value, if you don't build up your branding, people will try to buy you cheap. If you don't show your credibility as a software engineer, as a security expert, as a network engineer, as an entrepreneur, people will demand the lowest price. That's why some of you, right, some of you in this particular batch will start your first job in the range of 20,000 to 30,000. Some of you go above 50, some of you would go above 100,000. Very few of you will start your first salary at 150,000 Sri Lankan rupees. Why? It's not your competency in it's not about your competency completely. It's about your branding. So if you want to become a great agilist, if you want to become a great entrepreneur, simply want to do great, you got to start thinking about your brand, then building credibility. When you start building credibility, it gives you power, right? Power means you are given authority to empower others, sell your service, sell your product. When you have power, you have access to people. Now, example, right? So this is the exact process that we went through when Sanduni wanted to invite me. If Sanduni did not have enough trust on my branding, she would never think of me. More than my competency, that is what matters first. Second is credibility. Then Sanduni is also thinking, is this person credible? Third, power. Is he powerful enough, right? Given he has the right credibility, does he have the right level of power? Then access. Now, from that moment, I take control of the situation. When I'm given access to you, I have the ability to influence you. So at the end of the day, it's all about influencing, right? So I haven't sold any of the workshops, any of the contents that I create. I haven't spoken a word until now about anything that I do, except the introduction given by somebody. But most of you have started trusting my capability to work with you, energize you, motivate you, and empower you. Got it? This is exactly what it is at the end of the day. So if you want to sell something to someone, start building the branding, building the credibility, then getting the access to the people. And then that is the only point you can influence them, right? So this is exactly how you should use social media. You should focus in building social media. So I have a lot of researches done on it. I have written a book on personal branding on Amazon. It's on Amazon. You can search for this. I'll give you those pointers later. The book name is Double Your Value Through Personal Branding. It's crucial, right? That is where I have already started helping my daughter to build her brand. I mean, her plan can change, but at any point of time, if she wants to move on, right, she has built enough credibility being an 11-year-old daughter, right? So it's not just the talent. Of course, it's part of it. It's not your competence. It's part of it, but it is also marketing. If people don't know you, how can they make you entrepreneurs? If people don't know you, how can you go and influence them? So at the end of the day, it's all about influencing. So remember this. So this is something overlooked. This is not something taught in schools. This is not something we realize very, very clearly. All right. So moving on. The next thing that you have to understand is everything that you try to do yourself works in this particular framework. So if you want to become an entrepreneur, that's a framework. There is a way, there is a flow. So you can't just start a business, right? If you start a business, no one will know it. Before you starting and promoting a business, before you starting and, promoting a service or a product, you have to understand how it works. The number one, first thing first, is your mindset. What do I mean? If you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to be successful. Forget about entrepreneurship. You can't be a successful, happy man or a woman. If you want to be happy, if you want to live a life that you are really fulfilled with, that you are really pleased about, you have to have the right mindset. It's not about, at the end of the day, it's not about the money you earn. It's not about how much money you have in your bank account. It's all about your mindset, right? You can be the greatest person, greatest individual, having the right mindset. So if you do not have the right mindset, you are not going to be great. Trust me, you're going to get dropped at one point. You can, you know, feel like you're progressing, but at one point, you're going to be dropped off. And once you are fallen, no one is there to help you, because everyone work with you, work because of some other cause, not due to the true, the correct mindset you had. So if others know that, okay, you have the right mindset, they are ready to support you. If I figure that there are a few really keen individuals in this group who wants to go to the next level, I'm ready to offer you free training, right? But I want to feel that you have the right mindset. If I don't feel like that, I'm not going to work with you. Got it? So I can end up our connection at this point, but I can tell you that out of these 200 plus people, at least few of you are going to message me. You are going to, you know, keep in touch with me. You are going to work with me in the years to come, right? That is because of the right mindset. So because if you don't have the right mindset, you can listen to the most valuable advice on this earth, but you're not going to act on it. Got it? So if you look at the greater entrepreneurs like Tony Robbins, the owner of the Virgins, right? Virgins Airline, I forgot his name, Richardson, right? And if you look at anyone, if you look at any great person who has done great in their life, that's because of their mindset. They may have a very financial, economical mindset, but at the same time, they possess the right thoughts, right attitude, number one. Second thing is building a basic brand. So that is where you can start building your qualities. That's where you can focus on the basics that you need to establish a greater brand. Now, for me to be a great speaker, I have to establish that, right? Because the moment when I talk about all these things, the next thing that you do is go and search for my profile. When you search my profile, if I have spoken about politics, things that don't make sense, things that are not aligned to my vision of my life, my purpose, you're gonna just get distracted. Oh, this guy spoke very nice thing, but his profile, social media, is a mess. Facebook is like worst, then it's not going to work. So I have to focus on my basic brand. So think about the competencies, think about the things that you want to get yourself, start developing that. So to become an entrepreneur, what are the competencies you need? Third, building credibility. So we spoke about it. Then you can start talking to people around you and then influence them. Now, if you don't have a basic brand set to yourself, don't try that. Because you can't build credibility on something that you don't have. So you have to prove that you have a plan. You have a great innovative idea. I want to promote that. That's where you are going to build the credibility. So if you want to be a security expert, like Nandul said, you need to start building the competency associated with it. If you want to become an entrepreneur, you have to have the basic skill set. You have to have the basic understanding. You should have done your research. Third, credibility. Then you start building the audience, right? That is when you have to go strong on social media, create a LinkedIn profile, create contents daily basis, build up the audience around what you want to promote. So if you have a product, you have to just promote that day in, day out, right? In a way, it adds value to your audience. So the audience will gather around you for the value that you deliver, not for the bragging you do. That's a clear difference, right? The difference is that what works nowadays is value-based selling. Deliver some value to people, build the audience. Don't try to sell something and then build the audience. Once you deliver, start delivering the value. And when you keep doing that, people gather around you and they will become your potential customers, right? The final thing is target opportunity. So if you have 100,000 people around you, that's your audience. Now you need to start looking at the opportunities. Or, I mean, look at this case, right? So I have 200 plus colleagues in this particular lecture. You are my audience. Sandhuni is also in my audience. Other lecturers who are working with Sandhuni is also part of my audience. Now, I have an opportunity to further develop my reputation through you. Yeah, one of you may go and tell one of your colleagues in a different stream, different batch, you know, this was great, right? Or whatever, right? So it can be a constructive feedback also. However, that is how the branding works. That is how you can promote. I'm gonna suggest that. Yeah. So I will do that during the session so that you get the idea, right? Being a facilitator, how could I kind of market something in the right way? So I'm not gonna be the sales guy here. I'm not gonna promote my YouTube, right? Just saying go to YouTube, etc. But it's kind of feeling that I'm going to give you, right? If you go into my YouTube, you will learn a lot, right? Not that every one of you will do it. I know that. But I want to pick the right crowd. If some of you are really keen in learning greater tips, probably that's the place, right? Even the talk that I just did is working on this, right? Without establishing myself, I cannot tap into your brain and promote something. Remember that. So very important. Take a screenshot. And also I'll send the slide deck to Sandhuni. Sandhuni can share that with the audience. Yeah. So this is one thing that I discovered a few years ago, not so long. I had a greater plan, but when I know this, I realize, okay, this is a great tool. So this is a tool coming from one of the agile frameworks called Management 3.0. One of the disruptive frameworks for managing yourself, managing your organization. So I'm going to introduce you the same tool that I discovered maybe a year ago, right? That is personal maps. Most of you, at least some of you would have enough clarity about yourself. So what I want you to do is to grab a piece of paper, right? It could be an A4, it could be just a piece of paper, right? Put your name in middle here. Put your name in middle. Then start thinking, who are you? What's in you is your question. So think like, you know, if I look at this guy, this girl, Suzanne, she thinks I'm a home person, right? Second, I focus on education. Third, these are high level, right? So don't go deeper yet. I want to focus on work. I have hobbies. I am a family person. I have a family. I love it. I have friends. I have my personal values. Also, I have goals. Got it? Then you go deeper in each area. Education. I'm in University of Colombo, computer science, studying computer science. Then what else, right? So I also want to focus on some professional qualifications. I'll do an MBA in the next year, all that, you know, think of that way. If you think of your goals, what I want to be, entrepreneur and world trip, right? So two goals for this girl. So similar to yours, right? So maybe anyone would love to travel the world, but not at this time. Entrepreneur, becoming entrepreneur, etc. Right? Can you do that? So 5 minutes, I'm going to time box it because of the timing. After 5 minutes, I'm going to start. But during these 5 minutes, I want you to figure out your personal map. Draw it visually. So after the session, if you can spend about 1 or 2 hours, just do a deep dive into it. Do your personal map. Hang it on a wall that you see every day. Right? This will stimulate your brain. Okay, let's do it. 5 minutes, starting now. Do your personal map on a paper. The next thing that I suggest you doing is coming up with a vision yourself. You need to understand everything works around a vision. If you don't have a clear vision yourself, your brain cannot do much for you. How your brain works is they look for clarity. The brain looks for clarity, not they. The brain looks for the clarity as much as possible. So if you can't create that clarity in your head, your system, your body, your brain is not at the best version possible. So get that vision agreed. Now, in order to set your vision, what I tell you is this, come up with a vision statement. Example, I want to be one of the top entrepreneurs in this country. Believe that it's possible. Yeah? Just coming up with a statement is not enough because it does not provide you enough clarity. Then you need to list down what matters to you. Ask that question. What do matter to me? What are the things that I really care about? List them down. Your entrepreneurship probably will start on one of those areas, if not all. Example, if you are someone passionate about helping people, that is something that matters to you, right? If you have a very specific goal, I want to help the health segment of the country, health sector. I want to help the banking sector. I want to help the education sector, right? Figure that out. So your vision has to be aligned with what matters to you. So mostly what I see is that we have vision statement, but we don't have the right alignment. So in order to get the alignment, you start thinking what matters to me. That will create the clarity yourself, as well as you can tell your brain, hey, this is my 20-year goal. This is what I want to become in 20 years time. Therefore, let's work on it, right? So the next thing, absolutely a crucial thinking framework that I'm introducing you. This is directly related to entrepreneurship. So if you look at any big company like Amazon, eBay, AliExpress, Nike, Nestle, you call it anything. Any of these organizations are built around their value proposition. Now, this is true personally as well as professionally or entrepreneurship perspective. Now, if you think personally, what you are asking yourself is, what is my value proposition? What does that mean? What is the value that I deliver to the people around me? If I want to start a business, what is the value proposition for that business? If you think of Amazon, you're asking, what is Amazon's value proposition? If you talk about Kapruka, you're asking, what is Kapruka's value proposition? So let's have a look at what it contains and how you build up your own value proposition. So starting point is this. Think about you, right? If you want to become an entrepreneur, you need to ask, what are the basic needs that I have to solve? Start with that. Which sector? Is it health sector? Is it education? Is it something else? What are the basic requirements that the community have already? Example, this is a time where the businesses are disrupted. A lot of innovative ideas will work, right? But however, it's going to be temporary, right? It's not going to last forever. But you know, there are a lot of entrepreneurship businesses started due to COVID because they had a basic fundamental problem that they should try to solve. Example, masks, right? Now, I did a talk in Kalania, University of Kalania, 2 years ago when I did that lecture. That was a keynote on a similar score. I met one guy who invented, who came up with the herbal mask. Did you figure out the person? Yes, I don't want to mention the name, but this colleague from University of Kalania used that challenging situation, challenging time to innovate. He was already on the business of innovation. He was one of the few students, undergraduates, who reached out to me after the lecture. And still we are connected. We exchange ideas and, you know, discuss the planning plans. And then try to, I mean, I'm trying to work with him to help him out on strategy, strategizing himself, right? So he started thinking, what are the basic needs that he can solve? Number one. Second thing is that you have to start thinking, what are the pain points? Now, during this challenging time, most of us go through a pain point, right? So can your business solve some of those pain points is a greater question. So start with basic needs, then start thinking, what are the pain points that the community face? Then try to solve them. So if you can have a solution to solve the pain points, that will be much valuable than just servicing a basic need. Because it's a niche market, but most valuable investment. Because people will badly need them, right? Now, for example, you know, let's think about COVID, right? If you are the one, if you are the scientist, if you are the researcher who come up with the most effective vaccine for COVID, you're done for your life, right? So at the same time, you help the community. So your goal has to be around the pain points. Third thing is game creators. Now, game creator is something that is beneficial, that is really valuable, but it's neither a basic need nor a pain point. It's a compliment, nice to have thing that people will appreciate having. Example, if you go to Amazon, right? When you search something, it will tell you those who search for this item also search for this. What is that? Is it a basic need? No, it's not a basic need. Why do I have to tell you, you know, people who wanted to buy similar products also looked at this product? Is it a pain point? Not at all. I'm not worried about, you know, what others bought. But Amazon used that opportunity to add one gain for me. What is the gain? Maybe this is the right requirement, realization that I have before I purchase something. Maybe when I buy a camera, what else I have to buy? Right? Some gadgets associated with that. When I buy a video light, it will also suggest those who bought this particular video light also bought a mic. So this actually a gain creator. So when you want to become entrepreneurs, you have to start thinking these three areas. What are the three areas? Number one, basic needs. If there is no need, you can't provide a service. If there is no need, you can't develop a product that will sell. Second, pain points. Pain points are the pains, right? So I have a really bad requirement that I badly need. Otherwise, I'm kind of struggling a lot in doing what I do. That's a pain point. Think about that. Third point is game creators. What are the game creators? Any questions so far? Anyone who wants to ask a question? So I'm giving an opportunity. If you want to speak up, do speak up. If you want to just type your question, type it in the chat. Doesn't matter. Either way of doing so is showing up yourself. So any questions, anything that you want to clarify? Any smart brain who can ask a challenging question? No? No questions? Okay. So when I think suddenly when there is no question for me, it's one of two things. What is the number one? None of you understood anything that I discussed. Or the second thing is, you understood everything that I spoke of. I assume is the second thing than the first one. So by the way, right? So I'm reminding you, kind of go through your profile, think what you want to become, then strategize yourself. In strategizing, identify your value proposition. So personally, you got to do this before you start thinking of your entrepreneur journey, before you become a professional. Now you need to start listing down your pain points, gain creators, and basic needs. So think of the opportunity, right? Nilukshan, I'm taking you as an example because you are one of the very few who spoke up, right? So I really respect that. So when you spoke up, you said you want to be a security expert. Now, my request is fill this value proposition canvas. So if you want to become a security expert, what are the basic needs that you are trying to solve? List them down, right? So look at the job advertisements, security expert, security engineer. Yeah, list down those basic needs. So any company who wants to hire a security expert will need those basics. So if you don't have those basics, you will not get the job. Most importantly, pay attention on the other two components. What are the other two components? Number one, pain relievers. What are the pain points? What are the reliefs that you can provide, right? Can you solve some of the pain points? If so, what is it? Yeah, look for the gaps in the market, right? Talk to the security engineers, get connected with the security engineers and security experts on LinkedIn, right? Initiate discussions with them, right? Kind of go for brainstorming, learn from them, ask for mentoring. Oh, there are a lot of things that you can do. Then figure out the pain points, come up with the solutions. Finally, gain creators. So these are the solutions for solving gains. What are the other benefits that you can add into those companies who want to hire you? Yeah, so will be key. So the next thing I want you to do is come up with OKRs. OKR stands for objectives and key results. This is one of the critical practices that every one of you have to get into right now. If you want to become an entrepreneur, I want you planning your journey. If you want to become a security expert, if you want to become a software engineer, if you want to become a UX engineer, if you want to become a data scientist, great goals. Yeah, start with visionizing, come up with the key things that matter to you, then figure out your value proposition. Once you know your value proposition, the next step is come up with the objectives and key results. Now you're going deeper from high level planning to a deeper level of planning. So it's down on the objectives that you want to achieve. For each objective, come up with a few key results. This recommendation is come up with 3 to 5 key results for each objective that you want to achieve in the years to come. So this will give you the perfect clarity that you need. Now, example, right? If I want to become a software engineer, if you want to become a software engineer, not knowing what are the results that you have to achieve as an undergraduate, will you drop at a place where you might not be able to find a job easily? So if you want to find a job that you want to do easily, you have to be clear on your objectives. Then start defining the key results. So what is a key result? So maybe the example is this, right? I want to run a 200 kilometer marathon, right? 200 is too much, right? Let's say 50 kilometers, right? Marathon. Now, running the marathon is your goal. That That does make sense, but it does not give you enough goal, enough target. Then you go further and say, I want to run 50 kilometers in maybe 45 minutes. I'm just saying, right? I'm not really sure whether that's possible. Say, I want to run it in 1 hour, maximum of 1 hour, not exceeding 1 hour. If I exceed 1 hour, then I'm not meeting my key result. So I achieved the goal, but I missed the key result. I also want to run it at a stretch. I don't want to take breaks. If you take a break, you did not achieve that key result. So this is the beauty of objectives and key results. You look at your objectives, refine them, and go further and define your key results. Absolutely essential, must do activity for all of you. More you have clarity, more you can do. This is exactly what I'm trying with my 11-year-old daughter. And it's assured that I have no doubt that she's going to be great, right? It's guaranteed, because looking at what she can do, what she does now, I can think of 20 years time. She might not realize that. You might not realize the greatness that you can reach. But if you can look at what you do right now, during these 2 hours, in the next 1 hour, you can definitely figure out where your future be. It does not mean you cannot change yourself. It just means that as of now, your future looks like this. I can tell a fortune, story, right? You know, I can tell about your future. You can figure out your own future. So my message to you is that create that clarity as much as possible. Don't hurry up to jump out and become an entrepreneur, right? Strategize yourself. While you are studying this great program in one of the best universities in the country, in the world, strategize yourself. Talk to your professors, talk to your lecturers. They will help you. But the thing is, you got to show up. You got to take the lead. They're not going to come and tell you, you know, each and everything that they did to become what they became, right? If you want to become a professor, you need to go to a professor and ask, okay, tell me a few tips. Do that, right? Then establish your objectives and key results. Absolutely critical. The second, the last thing that I want to discuss here before I open a Q&A to end up the session is to give you the ultimate framework that you need. The best possible framework that I have worked so far, that I'm still working, that I have a greater trust, and I'm coaching the organizations on the same, is this. It is called PDCA, which stands for, PDCA stands for Plan, Do, Check, Act. It's not just doing. Nike says just do it. It's true. You got to do it. Inspirational leaders, entrepreneurs say, just act on your goal than just talking. At the same time, it's very important that you adopt the right framework to do what you do. Right? Albert Einstein said, repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, is insanity. That means you're mad. So if you do the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, it's not going to happen. So this is put into a framework and given to you. What is the framework? Plan, go for it, do it. While you are doing it, check, retrospect, inspect, and then act on your learning. Now, in this session, I have given you quite a lot of constructive feedback. You would have come to your own personal reflection. Yeah? If you look at the 2 hours you spent here, you can, if you try to put that into this, right? Your lecturer, Sanduni, and the organizing department had been, scheduled the lecture, planned for the day, planned for the time, invited you. You got involved in that, you accepted the invite, came to the meeting, worked on the lecture, right? Participated. Now you need to go back, right? Reflect back and ask yourself, what did I do? Was it useful? What should have I done? What are the things that I did? I mean, those who spoke up, those who, responded, those who tried interacting, well done on your job. You can be happy that, you know, you made use of the situation a bit better than some of your colleagues. The colleagues who could not do that, you need to start thinking, what should I do in the next lecture? What are the things that I should have done, but I failed to do, right? What was blocking me? Some of you would have thought, hey, I'm not confident enough to speak up, right? I mean, pretty much just one person spoke, right? I have given you sufficient opportunity to speak up, but it's just one guy spoke up, right? So every one of you need to start checking what I did. What did I do? Check it. Then retrospect. Retrospection is a process of looking back and trying to learn your lesson. So your lesson can be one of these, right? Number one, what was problematic? What did I do well? Number one. Second, what did I do right? Maybe some of you are taking notes, right? I can assure at least few of you will take very good notes out of the talk. If you don't, you may expect for the recording, wait for the recording. Yeah, so it could be anything depending on what you want to get done. Then finally act. Now, when it comes to the next lecture, I urge you to work on the feedback that I gave you, because if you do not show up, if you do not strategize yourself, if you don't have sufficient planning yourself, you can't become what you want to become. It might be an entrepreneur, it might be a professional, it might be anything. You can't be what you want to become if you do not work on that, right? At least it's gonna take ages. Some of you just realize what I spoke here in your 50s, then it's too late, right? Telling you the same story, I acknowledge that I did not realize everything that I tell you here in my small days. But my daughter can do that because I'm guiding her. She's getting greater coaching by her teachers, right? You are in the best possible position. You are getting the right advice. You are getting the right expertise, knowledge. You are getting the right tips. But the question is, what should I do? And how should I reach my goal? Yeah. So with that, I'm going to wrap up the discussion, opening it for any questions. So time check. We have just a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Q&A. So do use this time. I really don't want to think, you know, I mean, when I give you 2 minutes plus another, let's say 8 minutes, which goes up to 10:08, 10:10, make use of it. Get it? Remember, if you want to become entrepreneurs, you have to have goals. You have to be ambitious, but at the same time, you have to show up. If you don't show up, that means your journey is not going to be easy, right? Because no one will fund you if you don't show the right competencies. If you can't speak up, it's tough. It's tough. You can't become entrepreneurs. You got to fix that. If you are not courageous, you can't become an entrepreneur, because you are going to go through a lot of challenging time, initially at least, right? Because you are not going to have $1 million in your account as you start any business. You're not going to have $1,000 on the first day, right? It's going to be tough. So you have to get ready for that. If you want to be a professional, it's the same case. You're going to do a lot of hard work initially. Yeah. You got to ready burning a lot of midnight oil, spending a lot of time over time, mastering what you want to master. So let's start. I'm opening 10 minutes for you to ask any questions. It could be anything. Yeah. So I'm here to answer them as much as possible. Okay, so let me stop sharing. Do let me know if you have any questions, anyone. So let me ask, don't start leaving. I'm gonna just pick some of you. Okay, so looking at the participants list, let me ask Buddhini. Buddhini, a golden opportunity for you to speak up. If you don't have any questions, just give me some feedback in few words. What was your experience? What is your feedback? Did you learn anything? Buddhini? Ashika? So I'm giving some chance to girls. I see a drastic drop. Okay, Nimanta?
So can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm not sure. So I have a question. So yeah, we all planned everything and like the, you know, in agile methods and everything. So you have these plans and you go through it, and there comes a time when you keep on doing it, and then you hit some wall, you hit a rut basically, where you can't move forward, where you don't have any motivation anymore. You have been doing it for a while, but how do you get out of it? Like, how do you motivate yourself when you don't have the ability to do so? Like, you don't feel like doing it, so basically you're stuck there. You have been doing it for a while, but now you have lost it. So how do you get back on track? Are there any methods or like any proven way to like get back on track quickly as possible? Thank you.
Thank you, Naushika. Absolutely great question. Thanks for the question. So here's the thing, right? So it has happened to me. It has happened to everyone, right? So few tips. Number one, so this is where you have to keep telling your brain day in, day out that it's possible, right? It doesn't matter. Now, you need to feed that positivity into your brain every day, right? So that when a challenge comes, the brain is not going to panic. Now, why you went through that feeling, why you might go through that feeling of frustration, feeling that, you know, nothing is going to work, you know, I'm fed up of it, right? It's because the brain is now panicking. Now, how the brain works is, psychology works is very simple, right? So it looks for clarity. And when it thinks, okay, you are in danger, you are in a risky situation, brain wants you to be safe, right? Then it pushes you to either fight or fly. One of the two responses, or freeze, right? You're kind of panic and you're not knowing what to know, one response. Fight back is going against what comes as a resistance, and then, you know, proceeding. The easiest, the most safest thing that brain pushes you first time is flying. That means, you know, let's get away with this risk, right? So this is where actually this is exactly what I realize also at times. Being a motivational speaker, sometimes I don't have that motivation. Then I start thinking, okay, why I get this feeling? Then I see that there are certain confusions in my head, right? I'm not very clear. I don't have enough clarity. Sometimes I'm you know, letting a lot of negative emotions come into my head. That distracts you. So, you know, it narrows down to, Naushika, are you Buddhist or Catholic?
I'm Buddhist, sir.
Okay. So that everything nails down to mindfulness, Naushika. Right?
Ah, I see.
So
it's a separate topic.
At abstract, it's a separate topic. It's basically how mindful you are about your gods, right? Now, that's why I said you have to start with the right mindset. Now, if wanting to earn a lot of money, I have to have the right mindset, right? I can't too much push on monetary things when I speak to you guys, right? But of course, you know, I would like to have some of you in my future trainings. I would like to speak to you often and then, you know, earn out of it. But my goal, mindset has to be clear, right? So the thing is this, you know, think deeper, you know, rationalize yourself, come up with your life vision, then think about your mindset, ensure these are the qualities that you're going to have irrespective of your situation. Then go into the value proposition perspective, right? Maybe at the moment, none of you have done the value proposition yourself. my suggestion is, right, focusing your five-year goal after becoming a graduate, think about your value proposition. What do you want to be, right? What is your value proposition? So when you have that clarity now, Chika, I think the problem is solved, right? Also, part of the strategy is being in the right group. If you are in the right circle, when you get fed up, when you are frustrated, your colleagues will pull you back and say, hey, Naushika, let's get back, you can do it, you know, that kind of circle is really critical. I'm not telling this is optional, this is a must. If you are in the right group, you will do great. If you are in the wrong group, I advise you to leave it. I have left many communities, many groups, including speaking clubs, just because I didn't get the right motivation. Because being a motivator, I understand what I want to hear from others. If someone comes and tells me, Niro, you can't do this, right? Without a reason, I'm ready to leave that circle. Yeah, this works with neighbors. This is the same thing with the family. You got to convince your parents. You got to convince your surrounding for what you want to become. Yeah, so have that clarity. I think I answered your question.
Yes, it was very descriptive, man. It was a great session. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thanks, Naushika. Yeah.